Welcome back to Project Independence in You right here at WCWP.org. I hope you enjoyed old time radio, The Saint, The Missing Bridegroom. Interesting. So we had a great show earlier. I hope everybody got to listen. We were first speaking with Dr. Diana Calisano, and she was talking about tinnitus, and also known as tinnitus, and gave us a lot of information. And though there is no cure, there is a lot of things you can do to kind of lessen the symptoms, and we learned a lot from her. We're going to give out her information a little bit later in the program. And then we were speaking with Jerry Simons, who's a PA, and actually drove here from Southampton to be on this show, and a wealth of information on Lyme disease and the evolution of Lyme disease, and you know what the treatments are, and just all the recommendations to checking your clothes and eucalyptus on the skin, and just so many facts. And I know that he did give out a website, and maybe we'll try to give that out again later to check out, to find doctors and to find things that are helpful. And making sure that, you know, if you've got all these symptoms going on and you're not being checked for Lyme disease, that you get checked for Lyme disease. Even if it's like the furthest thing from your mind, it should really be one of the first things out of the doctor's mouths. You know, this could be Lyme disease. We all live on Long Island, and it's just a fact. So the show was great. Dr. Marlene Levy has been the co-host, and fabulous co-host is always a lot of fun. We can't tell you what we talk about during breaks, but I can assure you we have
a
good
time.
It's the real, that's a different show.
It's not to be aired.
And Christina Liu is now here for Talk of the Town, and she is, of course, a fabulous radio show producer among so many other things with Project Independence and DOSA, and it's just always just amazing to sit here with Christina 8 years in almost the eighth year of this show itself, and all the engineers that are here. It's just amazing that it's still so on and topical, and people are coming and want to come back. And this is really has all to do with you, Christina, because without you, this program wouldn't be here today.
Well,
so.
Thank you. But I can't take all the credit, especially for today's guest, because Marlene, you know, had said, I got two great people to come on. And,
yeah. You
know, I wanted to schedule them together because it's all about finding that right mix, which certainly I think was perfect. And they were both absolutely amazing.
Thank you for that, yes.
You know, we say every week, and without a doubt, this week was certainly that, with our golden nuggets. You know, we try to have every show, and they really were. I mean, I was sitting there writing down things
that
they both were saying, because I, you know, when a guest comes on and just doesn't, you know, spew all this information, but they really give you concrete things that you could utilize. You know, we say put in your toolbox, you know, all these little things.
Right,
and,
right.
And I mean, they both were just so informed and you know, and current, which is great, you know, which I like
right.
that there's, you know, it's not, you know, it's trying to find new ways to kind of do things, which I think
mean,
is
would
amazing.
You have thought, I mean, what a great thing just to know when you get home, throw your clothes in the dryer instead of
that?
The washer, because ticks don't
like
the
heat. So I had not, because, you know, my husband does a lot of work outside.
Great suggestion.
And he's like tick obsessed, Jay. Like, because he's like, it's like his number one. He's like literally obsessed. And I mean,
well,
the places Jay said, you know, you need to look. I don't want to embarrass Jay, but, you know, comes in, it's like full body scan. So, but, you know, he's always like, wash the clothes.
TMI. Okay.
I hope he's listening.
Now you know, don't wash.
Yeah, he goes, he's like, you know, and I'm like, so that's so great to know. And with this lint rush, I'm going to make him like a little survival kit.
And did you hear what he said too? Use the lint brush on your pets.
Yeah.
That
which makes great sense.
Yeah, he said if you use that.
Those are such, you know, easy things to do, you know, so it's not an overwhelming thing, but could really make or break, you know, what
eucalyptus
goes on.
Eucalyptus oil.
Yeah,
very
I wrote that
important.
Down, too.
Yes.
Just pick that
and
up.
Eucalyptus
anyway.
Oil is good for so many things.
Yeah. It's so good.
It's one of those things that is certainly.
Definitely better than DEET. You know,
they spray your property with eucalyptus oil and cedar oil. They mix it together if you want some kind of a natural spray but against ticks. Must have the cedar oil and the eucalyptus instead of this DEET and all the other poisonous things that you can put around.
It's really amazing, like, what is out there. And it was just such an amazing show. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe we should convince Dan that we should go to Southampton.
I think
to yeah. You know, do a road remote, trip. Yes, you know, so we could see this Morrison Center.
You know, I think you're right. Maybe Shelter Island too. Very out there.
Yeah,
Dan,
just make,
if you're
a full remote activity.
I'm coming.
Of course, of course.
Certainly, what would we do without Marlene
Stories?
Have the team. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, what's a road trip without Marlene? You know.
Oh, we could have such a
maybe
super
we could go to Vegas too.
It's golf. Here we go. Okay. Senior time. We're having senior time here.
So talking the town sometimes gets a little bit off topic.
But that's what makes it so special.
Yes, definitely.
Because we're spreading the good word with it. And I just want to give out, we have Dr. Calisano's information for the Hearing and Tinnitus Center. So you could reach her at 516-364-0011. Once again, that's 516-364-0011. And of course, you can call 311 with any of this information.
Right. Question. Is there a website?
There's a website. It's www.hearingandtinnituscenter.com.
Okay.
So it's pretty straightforward. Definitely.
The only center in New York is a hearing and tinnitus center. She's it. She's
insane. That's, I mean, that's really,
it's just such, it is such, I mean, I have a lot of friends who are musicians and they're
all
suffering from it now, especially now around my age. And they're just, you know, especially the bass players, you know, they're back there against
you're
the speakers.
You're a youngin. See, and this is a senior. Yeah. I'm a senior. You're the youngin. And it affects all of
us. I'm approaching.
You're still not there.
See?
No, I'm not there. Please.
Beck said, okay, you're coming back every week, Marlene.
I know. Love you.
Okay.
Like told
that.
You she's my new favorite. Sorry.
It's
Sabina. You know, you got to raise the bar here.
This
you know?
Is the best. I mean, Christina, you can't see her, but she's a magnificent, beautiful woman inside.
All right, well, Marlene's my favorite now, too.
I
there
see,
we go.
You don't see what's behind these microphones.
Thank you.
This mighty Christina.
It's beauty and intelligence, and look what, it's just so much fun. And
well, it's a pleasure.
I'm bowing over
I
here.
I know, my
like,
gosh.
Ooh,
she's such
Christina.
A wonderful way to start my weekend. Like glowing.
It's so true.
Let's just cross off all the guest hosts for next week. And just
Marlene will come back this week. But speaking of, you know, the topical
thing. Oh, the town.
Yes,
that's right.
We the ticks that we were talking about. North Hempstead, which is always quite the hot topic on our show, does harvest quails to combat this problem with ticks. So they are now announcing the Quail Hatch of 2019, which I'm sure everyone is waiting with bated breath for.
Yeah.
But I just think it's really cool. The town is about to hatch 36 quail from eggs and stream it live on the town's website. And then they release them into the local environment to really reduce the ticks naturally, which I think is really, you know, North Hempstead.
They did that last year, right?
And North Hempstead really tries to find, which I think is admirable, kind of new ways that, you know, are chemical free and kind of natural to help. And to help this crazy thing, because they have recognized how there's a whole press release about Lyme disease and its impact. So, shout out
and
to North Hempstead.
And 'tis the season
for
where
that.
We're all out
want,
there
I do
again.
I want to posit one thing. It's in 50 states.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah,
here
right,
it's
yeah.
prevalent because, and we have these wetlands here.
Yeah.
Thank goodness North Hempstead is doing that because they survive in the wetlands.
Yeah.
They're on your squirrels.
Yeah.
They're on, you know, all these. You'd be, again, it's in 50 states and you just have to be aware. And it is.
Yeah, and be proactive. You know, absolutely. And that's what I said is such a beautiful thing about this show is that we can have guests on and really just spread the word. Because we're all about, certainly at Project Independence, about being proactive and kind of being informed. Because nothing's worse when the emergency happens and you're trying to figure out what to do. So
seniors, if you're at the doctor and you've got all these crazy symptoms, you know, let the doctor test you for Lyme disease. Don't chalk it up to the fact that, oh, maybe you're in your 70s or 80s now and this is what happens. No. There's reasons. There's reasons for these symptoms, and it could very well be, you know, Lyme's disease.
Yeah.
There is a test. It's from Igenix, IGENX, that is covered by Medicare. And it's a test that your doctors should give you. It became covered by Medicare in 2017. Of course, I'm going back another 100 years because I'm 100 years old. it's a test. Igenix gives the test. It will say when you had Lyme, how long you've had Lyme, where it predominates, really? where all the co-infections are, like he was talking, the Babesia and the Bartonella. It's an Igenix blood test that your doctors can give you now. 90% do not know it even exists. So please write it down. IGENX, Igenix blood test for Lyme disease. That's covered by Medicare. That's important. None of these tests were ever covered by Medicare up until a year and a half ago.
Well, that's really good to know you know, don't just chalk it up to, you know, being older, because you should feel well.
I remember when I first met Mark. Oh, we're running out.
We have about 40 seconds left. How about we take a little bit of a break, and then we come back and speak with the fabulous Dr. Levy and Christina Liu. We'll be right back.
Thank you so much.